cocktail.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think the best interest of Herman Cain's campaign, of everybody, is let's get all the facts out. You know, it doesn't surprise me that if I got asked about something that happened 12 years ago, that I might have to go back and refresh myself. That's not a big deal. But when I can tell you this, if you have a confidentiality agreement that keeps the public from finding out something that the public is interested in knowing the facts, you ought to go on and get the facts out. If a week from now we've had 1 week of the confidentiality agreement is keeping the facts from coming out, that's not in Herman Cain's interest. Herman Cain's interest is getting us behind him, where he can get back focused on the things that made him very popular among Republican voters.
That's Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who says it's in Herman Cain's best interest to get the confidentiality agreement waived, get the facts out there so he can get the scandal behind him and get back to focusing on the issues and the campaigning. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here from CNN, Anderson Cooper, David Gergen, and Gloria Borger talk about this whole thing with Joel Bennett, an attorney representing one of the women who claims that she was sexually harassed by Cain.
Have you approached the Restaurant Association or been asked by your client or your former client to approach the Restaurant Association about getting this confidentiality agreement overturned?
Not yet, because I had closed my file and had disposed of the agreement. I'm getting it from my client. I hope to get it today or tomorrow, and once I do that with my client's consent, I will do that.
Has your client asked you, in fact, at this point to do that?
She's still mulling over what she wants to do about this. She's naturally concerned about all the publicity and this coming up 12 years after the fact.
The Washington Post and the New York Times are both reporting that she wants the story out. She wants an opportunity to have her side told. And you just said she's still mulling, and I'm not quite sure what she's mulling.
She's been very upset about all this since the story broke last Sunday, because Mr. Cain has been giving the impression that she's someone who came out and made false allegations, and that's certainly not true. And she's still deciding, once we hear from the Restaurant Association, what she'll do if they'll waive the confidentiality. Until they do that, she's not going to speak out.
And was she released? Did she leave the National Restaurant Association because she made these allegations? Was the separation based on this, or did they accuse her of she was not a good employee for other grounds? What was the basis on which she left?
To the best of my recollection, there were no complaints about her performance. She was ready to move on to another position in light of the way she had been treated by Mr. Cain, and she was happy to leave with a confidential settlement agreement.
Mr. Bennett, it's Gloria Borger here. If I could just ask, you've spoken with your client. Does she believe that that Mr. Cain is not telling the truth?
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
First
of all, it's a little difficult because there were two women who filed complaints at this time, and it's unclear which one he's speaking about all the time. But to the extent that he's made statements that he never sexually harassed anyone and there was no validity to these complaints, that's certainly not true with respect to my client's complaints.
Did you represent both women?
I only represented one woman. Both.
And have you been...
Mr. Bennett,
Does she have any corroborating evidence? Does she have emails, photographs, notes, anything other than her word about what Mr. Cain did to her?
I have no recollection 12 years later of what the proof was in these situations. Usually it's a one-on-one situation, but I'm not certain what the circumstances were at that time without going back and talking to my client again.
Mr. Bennett, have you been hearing some of the things that Herman Cain has been saying? And I know your recollection is perhaps not as sharp as you would like it to be based on it being 12 years, but based on what you have heard Mr. Cain saying, is it your understanding, your belief that he is not telling the truth?
What I have heard him say on the media is that he never sexually harassed anyone and that there was no validity to these claims. And my client made a good faith, honest complaint of sexual harassment.
Up in a moment, more on Herman Cain and the scandal, a review of how some have been covering it. That's next on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plants. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy new Martha Stewart Living Carpet and get it installed for just $37. You also get lifetime stain and installation warranties. So it's never been easier to completely transform a room with better carpet at a better price. It all starts with $37 installation on Martha Stewart Living Carpet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license information.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Herman Cain, our best buddy in conversation. From Current TV, David Schuster talked about the way some right-wing hosts have been attacking the news media when they themselves behave the same way when they had a Democrat in their focus.
Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, Brent Bozell, and others have accused the media of being inconsistent and unfair. That's right, these right-wing stars are accusing the mainstream media of being unfair. For example, Rush Limbaugh said the King story is war, and that's how they, meaning the Democrats, fight it.
Just like political correctness is a political tool of the left to shut people down, sexual harassment is a political tool of the left to get rid of people.
Rush Limbaugh, of course, has never tried to use sexual scandal to score money gains. Democrat Anthony Weiner?
Weiner is the face of Democrat family values. He is the epitome of a Democrat culture of corruption, the Democrat culture of erection. He is wrong on policy. He is an admitted liar. He used his orifice in Congress to conduct his lurid e-perversions.
Look, I know the Wiener and Kank stories are not the same. They are not mere opposites. But given the opportunity to make political hay, Republicans cannot resist when it's a Democrat, and they cannot complain loudly enough when it's a Republican under the harsh spotlight. Brent Bozell is the founder of the Conservative Media Research Center. His center claims to be a media watchdog organization.
The one thing the left cannot bear is an uppity conservative black man leaving the liberal plantation.
Bozell also wrote a column demanding the media not give the Cain allegations any oxygen. The problem is that he wrote several columns about Anthony Weiner, complaining about the media giving that story about a Democrat too little oxygen. Quote, Weiner's social media sex scandal was underplayed by the national media. The old media were clearly slow to jump on this story. Limbaugh, Bozell, How about right-wing author and pundit Ann Coulter? She is always a paragon of fairness and consistency. Or is she? Asked by Sean Hannity about Herman Cain, Ann Coulter attacked the liberal media.
All they see is conservative black men. Look at how they go after Alan West. Look at how they go after Michael Steele. I mean, all of them with wonderful qualities. I mean, that's why our blacks are so much better than their blacks.
Our blacks are better than their blacks? Coulter even told Hannity the scrutiny of Cain is related to the Democratic Party's history. So what did Ann Coulter say during the Wiener scandal?
Conservatives respond to their sex scandals differently because we don't elevate our leaders. There isn't a sort of messiah worship, a mob characteristic.
And what about reporters digging up these stories?
The basic Republican response is not to attack the person who just released this information.
Except, Ann, this week, you attacked Democrats even though they didn't release the information about Cain. That reporting came from Politico. And yet you accuse Politico and Democrats of being one and the same and of being connected to one of the ugliest chapters in American history. The point in all of this is simple. These right-wing gas bags are hypocrites. They will reflexively defend any Republican under fire and reflexively smear any Democrat. In the perverted worldview of the right wing, reporters should only raise questions about Democrats. And reporters must always be condemned if they raise questions about Republicans. That's not the America I know. And thankfully, many of you are with me on this and believe the proper role of the media is to report like hell, lay out the facts, and let the chips fall where they may. And right now, on some levels, they're falling against Herman Cain. To Ann, Rush, Brennan, all the rest, you can do your party and your country a favor by demanding clear answers from Cain instead of muddying the waters everywhere else.
Host Bill Meyer talks to former Congressman John Lebitelet of New York, who thinks this thing is the beginning of the end of Mr. Cain's campaign.
You're thinking that this situation with Herman Cain, the Herminator, with the allegations and such, that this is the beginning of the end for his campaign? I mean, really, it seems awfully strong to state that at the moment. Lay it out as you see it there, John.
Well, I think he's already mishandled this thing, and he knew 10 days before the story ran that it was coming, and he did not have a strategy on how to handle it. And therefore, what I think is going to happen is, I think other stories about other things are going to come out. Now, I think the media smells blood whenever a Republican conservative is in any trouble. It's a double standard. We know that. They're going to come a-gunning for Herman Cain, and he doesn't seem really capable to me of having a strategy on how to handle these things. He wings it all the time. He's flipping around. I didn't do this. I thought, okay, I did that. Anybody could have an abortion that wants one. Well, no, I don't really believe that. Yes, I'd let every prisoner out of Gitmo in return for one American hostage. Oh, no, I didn't really mean that. I mean, the guy is a loose cannon as a candidate, and it's great on one hand because he's so refreshing and different, which is why so many of us like him. But, hey, we're in the big leagues now, and there are certain ways you have to play ball to stay in the big leagues. And I don't think he's got that yet. I'm not sure he's ever going to get it.
Is it a lack of organization? I mean, could he actually get an organization in place that might be able to deflect him? Because I can't imagine Mitt Romney would have responded, you know, in the way. I mean, to me, what concerned me most was the response, more than actually
well,
what was probably done.
No, that, I don't know what he did. I don't care what he did. You're right.
Agreed.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Who knows?
20 years
I'm
ago.
I'm only judging the response, the political handling of what is a political problem. And I don't think organization is the key. I think he is the key. Because an organization reflects the character of the boss. And so he doesn't really have any campaign organization. He's got a total of 63 people on the payroll, which is tiny compared to a normal campaign.
Coming up, more of the opinions and reactions to these allegations. Is it the end or the beginning? Are you sticking with Herman Cain?
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, all of the talk that is in the political circle anyway, the political circles. Herman Cain, presidential race. Here's host Dale Jackson with a focus on how silly all of this is. The conservative talk hosts are going out of the way to defend Herman Cain. Seems kind of silly.
But who cares? That's the whole thing about this. Who cares? Who's behind it? All I care is if it's true. I mean, that's it. But for some reason, this makes you love Herman Cain more. I listened to talk radio yesterday, and the response is generally this: Clinton, John Edwards, Anthony Weiner, lynching. That's the extent of it. That's the response. Who are we? Who are we? If this was a Democrat, talk radio would be destroying this. All right? I just don't get it. I really don't. I'm shocked. How about that? I've had other talk show hosts call me liberals. I've had emailers call me liberal. I'm not liberal. I'm not liberal because I look at this case and I say, this does not look good at all. His responses are horrendous. There were like 9 different responses. There was no settlement. I'm not aware of a settlement. I may have signed a settlement. I'm not saying I didn't sign a settlement. Okay, there was a settlement. Okay, the settlement was for $30,000 or $40,000. And that doesn't even include all of them. Can I tell you the one thing that jumps out at me? And tell me where I'm wrong here. All right, I want you to tell me, I want to tell you the one thing that jumps out at you. Am I wrong here? But here it is. This is the one thing that jumps out at me. You want to hear it? Here it is. All right, I want you to think about this for just a second. I don't recall signing a settlement document, but that doesn't mean I didn't sign it, just that I don't remember signing it. Guys, come on. To me, this is just absolutely absurd.
Talkos Denny and Natalie talking about how it seems that the people who have been attacking Bill Clinton are the same ones who are defending Herman Cain.
Are the same people that were complaining that Clinton should go away, are these the same people that are defending Cain now? Because to me, that's hypocrisy.
Oh, you're just full of it. Monica Lewinsky.
Tell me where I'm wrong. Just tell me where I'm wrong.
Had,
that's all.
You know, a cigar with Clinton, shall we say, in the Oval Office.
Yeah, my wife won't even get, you know she doesn't like it when I light it up, let alone get near
her. Is there any doubt about this? No, there is not. He was inappropriate.
Right.
He was wrong.
But before we knew that. Hold on a second. Yes, he did. He absolutely. He was an embarrassment to the entire country, entire world. But until we found all of that information out later, everybody was screaming at him, saying he needs to go away, needs to go away, blah, blah, blah. Herman Cain, we don't know all the details, and yet people are defending him, calling it a witch hunt. And he's saying,
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, sure you didn't.
Look, maybe my memory's a little bit fuzzier on the Bill Clinton thing. Ooh, I'll pull a Herman Cain. But, you know, my memory's a little bit unclear on this.
I mean, but, it was 12 years ago. Okay.
But I don't think that people were going after Clinton because, well, yes, there were those who were going after him because he cheated on his wife. But
talk radio, folks, we had a field day.
As politics goes, he was in trouble for perjury.
Look,
he
I think it's let me just make it clear because all the Kool-Aid drinkers are going, hey, listen to this jerk. What are you? He's not towing the Kool-Aid conservative drinking line. Yeah, I get that. You tune in because you want me to bash. You want me to bash Obama. You want me to bash the Dems. Yeah, they're idiots. They're killing the country. I'm on board. But I'm not going to do it every day. But here's the thing. Here's the question you got to ask yourself, okay? If you were ripping Clinton in the 90s when he was doing horrible things to a girl who was young enough to be his daughter, he's a filthy human being, okay? We all can agree with that, okay? He is. But if you were bashing him for that, why aren't you bashing Herman Cain for this?
Okay, let's deal with some other things. The other Republican candidates, in fact, up next on the Talk Radio Review.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen back with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And now a broader overview of the presidential race, starting with the radio host Paul W. Smith here with Rain C. Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, about concerns that the scandals and the bad press many of the Republicans are getting will mean President Obama gets four more years.
I'm concerned that sitting in the White House right now is maybe one of the most beatable presidents I can ever remember us having in my lifetime. And I'm concerned that the Republican Party may not be able to beat him.
Well, listen, number one, the election's a year from now. And number two, if you look at 50 polls that are out there, they'll show you that a number of our candidates right now are actually beating this president. And if you start adding up and you go away from national polling and you actually look at the Electoral College and what it takes to win 270 electoral votes, our pathway to victory is very clear. 80% of Americans believe that this country is on the wrong path. And you know what? That's a recipe for disaster for an incumbent president. I agree with you that he's extremely beatable. But I'd also caution not to get too concerned yet, because our candidates are campaigning in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and yet, in spite of the fact that our candidates are living in three states in national polls, we're either beating the president or within the margin of error a year out. And that's a really good place to be historically. If you look at polling when it comes to Bush 41 and other presidents that have gone down, it's a good place to be.
Well, and I think so, but I will say, Reince, and I will honor the request to put forward by not you but others that set this interview up, that you really don't want to be put in a position where you're speaking specifically in any newsworthy way concerning any individual GOP candidate. I understand that. You're the chairman of the party. You don't want to get involved in the specific individuals, but I'll say it this way then. It's tough to have one of your front runners on the front page of the New York Times again this morning in an unpleasant story, and one of your leading candidates as well on the back page with an unpleasant George Will article. I mean, it's very tough when the front runners are getting hit like this a year out.
On Fox, Megyn Kelly here with Ron Paul about why he believes he's the candidate with the best chance of beating Obama.
What is the path to victory for you, sir? well, to continue to do what we're doing and make sure that our people get to the polls. And I think that's where we excel, the organization and getting our people out. So I think we're in good position, but we still have a ways to go, and we have a couple months. So we will continue to do exactly what we've been doing and spend some of the money that my supporters have sent.
So you have the right trajectory, at least in those two states, but you also have a significant lag behind the front runners. I mean, you know, Kane and Romney are in the 20-30 percentiles. How do you close that gap?
Well, maybe they'll help do that, because a lot of people who have been in the lead have all of a sudden fallen. And that's one thing that hasn't happened with our campaign. The trajectory has always been up and steady, and it's always been solid. But we do need to accelerate it. And that's why we're going full force with our advertising campaign and our phone banks and to get out the vote efforts.
How do you, in particular, you know, if you became the nominee, Congressman Paul, what would you do to convince voters that you would prevail over Barack Obama? Because the latest poll matching the two of you up shows him at 44% and you at 32. It is a significant disadvantage to you in the head-to-head matchup with the current president.
Now, of course, I've seen some of the similar polls to that that put me almost even with him. So, no, I think I have a better chance than some of the other Republicans, because my appeal is quite a bit different. It appeals to Democrats and independents much more so than those in the other candidates in the Republican primary, because they're all in a stereotype of supporting Republican issues alone. But I happen to have a different viewpoint on protecting civil liberties. I certainly have a different viewpoint on foreign policy, which is closer to the Democratic base. So for that reason, the appeal is across the board. It's different. And our polls show that in a general election, I would do quite well.
You know, you mentioned how you maybe that one of the front runners at this point is Kane and Romney will hurt themselves so that your candidacy will then propel to the first spot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Herman Cain's in the news this week. I've been the subject of a political report suggesting that a decade or so ago, there were some sexual harassment allegations against him. Your son Rand Paul is a U.S. Senator, and he came out, was critical of that report, said that it's unfair because of the anonymity that was granted to the two accusers in that report, and said that's really inappropriate and shouldn't be printed. Do you agree?
Well, I don't know. I don't go that far about what should be printed and what shouldn't be, but taking it seriously is another matter. And I think this, I've been asked about it, but it just gives me the opportunity to talk about the issues, and that is 999 and his foreign policy and a few other things. So, but to talk about this and to assume this is the key issue of the week, I don't think it's fair.
Occupy Wall Street, the protestors, the protests, that's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. That is, of course, the theme song for the great Laurel and Hardy. And for the first time ever, a new box set, Laurel and Hardy, The Essential Collection, collects all 47 of their classic sound films. The set even includes some rare Spanish language versions. The pair recited their dialogue phonetically, so Ollie's classic line,
"Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into,"
becomes,
"El buen laberinto me has metido."
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tommy Lee Jones takes control in Captain America, The First Avenger. Owen Wilson goes full throttle in Cars 2. Christopher Plummer starts a new life in Beginners. And Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with
taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Nutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5 pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Talk Radio in review. Our attention now on the Occupy Wall Street protestors. Here's host Dan York with Reverend Harry Ricks. They talk about his recent positive experience with the protesters at Occupy Providence.
So you wanted to talk about the diversity of Occupy.
Yes. And, you know, I was watching the coverage this morning on independent media regarding what's going on in Oakland with the general strike.
Yeah.
And they're talking about just the importance of veterans of and they're really standing up for veterans, and veterans in turn are really standing up for the Occupy movement. And then in addition to that, labor movements have been marching and protesting for forever. But something is really new here, because the labor movement, as one person said on Democracy Now!, this movement is different, because labor is now becoming involved in the social justice issues of the Occupy movement, and it's strengthening both labor and Occupy.
Not sure how that's going to manifest itself.
That's a great question, because a lot of people in the media are saying, well, you know, they don't have an agenda. I disagree with that. But already it's making a huge difference. Before the Occupy movement began, all of the talk in Washington was about deficits, deficits, deficits. Now, you ask any mainstream economist, what does our economy need right now? The last thing it needs is for us to be discussing deficits. We need to be discussing how government can stimulate the economy by growing, not by contracting. And if we do what Japan did, we'll be in a funk for a decade. And what they did was they contracted, and they said, oh, yeah, let's go the route of austerity. And what we need to do is say, no, let's grow our economy. Let's shoot for prosperity for everybody.
It's the President of the United States, who's pretty tardy on a jobs plan, all of a sudden woke up a few months ago and said, oh, my God, I need a jobs plan, and then try to sell a jobs plan and hasn't been able to sell the jobs plan. His priorities have been lackluster in terms of job creation. So
I agree. I think he's late on the job, so to speak, right, with jobs. And I would have liked to have seen him get on this much earlier.
Radio man Mike McConnell here. The increasing number of veterans who have joined Occupy movements is in the focus here. Former Marine sustained a skull fracture. You've heard that story of the protests in Oakland.
There's something about the fact that he was a vet that I think others in the Occupy movement are kind of using to bring a level of legitimacy to their cause. Well, the fact that he's a vet and then was shot by whatever projectile hit him in the head, that somehow this has turned it into those guys versus we, the all-American lovers of country. And now other vets are joining the movement because Scott Olson was hit in the head with a beanbag. And as I read through a couple of these comments from people, one says his injury has definitely galvanized veterans. Got a University of Illinois senior, Scott Kimball, served in Iraq as a military specialist. He's going to coordinate today's New York City event, which is going on right now. So we're getting calls from veterans across the country who are extremely angry and appalled that someone who served two tours in Iraq got injured as a well-behaved protester. It's rallying vets around the country. We're just seeing the beginning of it. And that's not a reason to involve yourself in the Occupy movement, and I don't know to what degree he was being law-abiding. From what I understand and everything I saw, they were told to leave the area, and it was people who did not leave the area who were still there when the tear gas started flying. And also somehow suggested in this is that the cops are the bad guys. If there's a group of people out there that are probably well-represented among veterans of Iraq, Afghanistan, the first Iraq War, Vietnam War, are probably an awful lot of veterans who are police officers. It's not at all uncommon for police and fire, in many cases, to be, you know, for those two services to be pretty, you know, heavily impacted if the National Guard is called up and they're sent abroad. Or some of them are active duty anyway. But this somehow suggests that because this one guy, Scott Olson, and it's fine that he stands for what he stands for, because he was a Marine, that now the occupiers are the good guys and the cops are the bad guys. And they handled it very poorly as well. I guess initially they said there were two sheriff's deputies who were among three who may have been the ones who fired this projectile at Scott Olson. As it turns out, the deputies are not even armed with, whether it's bean bags, knee knockers, whatever he was hit with, they're not armed with them, and they did not shoot. And they even went so far as to publish the home address of one of the deputies on the website of Occupy Oakland. And with no proof as to who it was. Well, what we have here is there is no leadership. So we have people behaving in a very irresponsible manner, but now somehow feeling like they should wear the mantle of the All-Americans against the bad guys over here who are the cops. You know, cops do a job. You pledge to uphold the law, you take an oath, I will uphold the law. Laws of the city of Chicago, state of Illinois, United States of America. You know, city of Oakland, state of California, United States of America. That's what they do. You know, and there's probably a decent chance when all this is somehow hashed out someday that they'll find out whoever did fire the projectile was probably a veteran himself. There's a very, very good chance that that's the case.
Host Carl Wolfson with Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon about his appearance at the Occupy Portland rally.
You know, on Monday, we played a clip of you speaking at Pioneer Courthouse Square on Friday at the rally for Occupy Portland. And boy, you seemed extremely energized, and you know, you were energized by it, weren't you?
It was a great crowd, a large crowd, very responsive, and obviously, you know, Pink Martini kind of added to the ambiance there. But no, it was a great time, and I have been not just from attending that rally, but just the whole Occupy Wall Street movement all across the country and around the world is really bringing a new focus to things I've been fighting and talking about for quite some time that need to be rectified.
Right. I think the primary thing it's doing is changing the narrative. Even Republicans are forced to talk about income inequality and
yeah,
Wall Street.
Yeah, but of course they would solve income inequality by making it worse.
Of course. But you know, the more people learn about it, the more they can put their silliness, Republican silliness, in perspective. And I
know
that's
only
the game.
We cut taxes on the rich more, then they would invest more, and then the little people would get jobs,
right,
and there'd be less income inequality.
Of course. They just need to use it as another platform for
trickle,
supply side.
Trickle.
By the way, we just played a clip of Herman Cain saying that with China, he fears they may be pursuing nuclear capability. I guess.
Oh, my God. I had no idea that the Chinese were thinking about that.
Yeah, and he missed that headline in 1964, I guess. But then he says he wants to spend more on our military, and of course the way to do that is his 999, like put more burden on middle class and poor Americans, less burden on the rich, and pay for more military spending. So that's in essence what Republicans are saying.
All right, what's going on in Europe, especially in Greece? Financial problems, are they going to impact our economy? That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. The cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, economic turmoil, that is what some people are talking about, especially on the business talk radio programs. Talk show host Helen Glover with a news reporter. They talk about the rumors that Greece is going to abandon the euro and that their government is on the brink of falling apart.
There's talk that the Greek government may not even last until they take this vote of confidence on Friday.
Right, widespread predictions in Greece. The government's about to fall there. Elsewhere, people predicting that Greece is now a step closer to dumping out of the euro, dropping the euro as its currency. That in itself is not a bad thing. Some people perhaps are bracing for that anyway, but it would raise suggestions that other weak economies here in Europe might also drop out of the euro, and people would probably have a run on the banks in places like Portugal, Ireland, speculating that savings there would be worth somewhat less just a few weeks from now. It's all a period of uncertainty, Helen, and that partly is what's driving the stock market falls, and it might all pick up again. Trouble is, we've got an international summit underway tomorrow and the day after, a G20 meeting in France. And although they'll be pressing Greece for answers on just what it's doing, I'm not sure that there are necessarily any answers to give.
Now, Papandreou vowed to put this to the people the first time there'd be a referendum like that in 1974.
And that's thrown people, because Greece has been accepting international bailouts for several months, sort of two enormous multi-billion dollar bailouts that Greece is accepting to try and tide it over through this period of transition. Now the Greek government apparently backtracking on that, saying, well, hang on, we need to put all this to a public referendum, even after accepting a lot of international money. So that's perplexing some of the countries that have been reaching into their pockets to try to help Greece out. And the suspicion is that, yes, it means the Greek government is one step closer to falling, new elections there, and a new government saying we're going to tear all this up and go back to perhaps our old currency, the drachma.
Wow. So I guess the last question for you, Alistair, those of us in America watching our own stock market teetering because of what's going on in Greece, is there good news in this at all? If the government falls, are we better off or worse off?
There's nothing, because there's so much uncertainty about just where it's going to lead everyone. It's not just the fate of Greece. If Greece was to drop the euro currency, it would set a precedent that other weak economies here could follow. And then, if you were investing in Europe, you'd want to know if your money was about to be converted from the euro into something weaker, and you'd probably pull it out of the banks. That means there'll be a run on banks in many countries here, and would also have knock-on effects, a bit like when Lehman Brothers collapsed, was all that freezing up of credit lines
right.
from Europe to America. You could see a repeat of that.
Talk host Chip Franklin here. Comparisons are being made of the situation in Greece with what's going on here in the Occupy movement.
Greek Prime Minister is saying today there's going to be a tense showdown with the leaders of France and Germany after he announced shock plans to hold a referendum on his country's emergency bailout. Let me tell you something. They're not going to vote for it because all the people that are part of the bailout, all the people who are going to have to suck it up are going to be part of the referendum. They're in this kind of bizarre denial. Kind of like these occupiers in the States. If Greek rejects it, and part of the package to stop this debt crisis spreading, they're saying Europe will be plunged into economic catastrophe. Do they owe that much? Or does that mean that if they don't go along, that does that mean Portugal and Italy and Spain? What's the next step here? Alistair Wanklin joins us, Fox News from London. Alistair, so this referendum, does it have a chance of going the way of the EU? Or it sounds to me like most people there are going to just vote to not accept it.
Yeah, it's likely that Greeks will be saying no, whatever the question is. We don't know yet exactly what the referendum is going to ask them, but the government says it wants a public mandate for the big bailout. It's already accepting. That is humiliating to many neighbors in Europe because it's their money that's being sent to Greece right now. And here Greece is turning around and saying, well, actually, we may not want it after all. Whatever the outcome of this, it seems there's going to be a hiatus in Greece's financial recovery. It may also be bad news for other countries in the Eurozone, the countries that use the euro as their currency, 17 of them. The speculation that some of the weaker ones, Portugal or Ireland, might follow Greece if Greece decides to dump out of the euro as a currency. And that would spark major speculation as to who is going to go next and probably run on some of the banks here.
What are we to make out of the change of these military chiefs? I mean, there's no chance there's going to be some sort of coup or something, is there?
Oh, Greece is no stranger to coups. In its recent history, it's had all sorts of periods when the military was in charge, in fact, for quite a long time. They've overcome that now. They've got a sort of political process going with elections regularly. The speculation is that the current government may not last. It's only got a very slim majority right now and might fall within days. Some people,
is that the Syriza party? Is that the,
go ahead, Chip.
It's like a left-wing party in control right now, right?
It's reasonably conservative, but that's my Greek measurement. I think Greece oscillates pretty regularly between left-wing and communist, so it's never far from the extreme left there.
Okay.
Fact is, it's run out of cash, and the largesse from past socialist policies is going to have to cut off.
So where can you find out more? Well, you can do a lot of research on the web, or you can go to the countdown box at DougStephan.com.
There's a man named...